Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing evening. Today is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going to the Lightship in about 5 minutes here. So, I'll just talk about the Lightship briefly. It comes once every 2,000 years. It's creation energy. It's what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings. And it's here for ascension for the people that are interested in having that process done. So it's quite interesting. We have lots of healings that you can do. You can go to the website, creationlightship.com. And we'll do some samples right now just to get you heart-centered, and then we'll go to the Lightship. So we'll first do an emotional clearing. So if you had any emotional troubles in the last week, just think of something. If not, you can go back to whenever you wish to, and I'll release that trauma density from you. You're going to still be able to see the event, but it'll be erased from you as far as the emotional stuff. So here we go. I'll count to five to release it. I have to command the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a feeling body. This is for people who live in their feelings. And they use that energetic body maybe more so than they do the emotional one. So here we go. Think of something that's bothered you. And a lot of people who use the feeling body will say, I got my feelings hurt, I feel sad today, I feel this, I feel that, I feel happy. Well, that means that person is using that body more than the emotional body. So that's a feeling type person. So here we go. I'll go five days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do a mental body. This will help to balance your left and right brain. I mean, there's nothing for you to do. The Lightship healings are instantaneous, and you don't have to do any type of preparation for them, and you don't have to do anything like you've taught and been taught about, moving energy inside of your body. If you do that, it probably will not work as effectively. Just be there, show up. That's all that you need. So here we go. Mental energies, left, right, brain balancing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll drop you into your heart center. So we're going to take your thoughts that you have that normally are inside of your head. This is where you have the mind control patterns from the aliens and the planets connecting to you, your natal chart, etc. This is all energy and time. We're going to put you into your heart where you're out of time. Then you're in source energy. So dropping down. Here we go. So I'll count from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So when you think a thought now, it should come out of your heart center. And you will not be able to have a positive thought or a negative thought. Any thoughts that you have along those lines would be judgment. So you're just going to strictly be able to think of something, not have any energy actually on it, negative or positively. And you're just going to be strictly in peace. So let's go to the Lightship, everybody. And this will not work on the archives, but if you're listening to the program on an archived show, you will feel the wonderful peace energy. So here we go. I'll count to five as you go to the Lightship, and the healings are between you and the light being doctors. So here we go. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. And the first room we're going to go into is a room that has the pain release for people. So again, think of a pain that you might have. We'll bring in this energy, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I forgot to add, you can bring up your animals if you wish. If you have a garden or flowers, trees around, you can bring that up right now also. And let's go to another room. Let's go into the room where they have the large bumblebees. So here they come. So again, to command the energy, I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, you want to request healings. and the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And let's work on our muscles here. So if you have any muscle tension, we'll have the females come in. You may want to bring up the light being on your monitor screen. We'll bring up the females here. And here they come. So I'll invoke that energy. You can actually see the monitor screen change. And normally it'll change colors for you. And the picture will become more three-dimensional. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just request healing now. I just probably request maybe two things for this short healing session so they can concentrate on those for you to have the best results for you. And let's go into another room. And let's go into the room where they give you a little bit more life force energy. Now, if you're back east and it's after midnight, you may not want to have that. So I'm trying to decide what we could do here. So if you don't want to be wide awake, maybe for an extra hour or two, then we'll request the green energy. And if you want to be a little more energized, then we'll bring in the life force, which is the red energy. So here we go. It's your choice here. So just select which one you'd like to have, green or red. So stronger, and these are both for healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a lot of people's favorite room. This is where the dolphins are. Each doctor team is normally three individual beings. So this is three dolphins coming to you. You wish to put your hand on in front of you. You can actually feel the energy of the dolphin. Since you're on the light ship, you actually can be there physically. It's like you're here physically, and you can actually be rubbing and touching the skin. So you can bring about that sensation. So here we go. Here comes the dolphin energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll put some music on, request your healing, and just kind of enjoy. And I'll see you back in about a minute. Just enjoy the dolphins here in the other healing room. On the light ship, and let's go into the room where they have the large flowers. These are kind of like daisies, and here we go, coming into this room here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and again request your healing. Oh, put some more focus on the females doing our muscle tension release here. So you may want to just kind of maybe even stand up, walk a little bit right now. It's good to always walk probably about 10 steps, stand up, twist or stretch, and hear from some more of that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into one other room. Let's go into the room where they have the water spirits in the water. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. and again request your healing. And we're going to go on to another room. This is where they can help us out with our internal organs here. So on the light ship, we're having some of the silver water. It's very healing. And you may start to taste it in your mouth right now. We have maybe about a teaspoon up there on the light ship. And it's coming into your mouth now. This is good for like infections. Can help you out with your gums, your teeth, your stomach. So you're having that right now. And we'll go into a room where they have a lot of different colored lights. This is for your immune system to help you out with that here. So here we go in this room here. So I'll bring the energy in. If you're a little toxic, you might feel your body heating up right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go to one other room. Let's go into the room where they have a lot of, it's kind of like strawberries in a way. And we can sample some too if you wish. This is one of their gardens that they have. So we're in this room here. We're going to be able to see the bees flying around and the butterflies. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go on to another location. Let's go into the white light room. Again, request healing. Here we go. So bringing that energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here we go. Just kind of relax, enjoy the energy, and I'll put some music on for everybody here. Another location. Let's go into where they have the rainbow waterfall. So help to cleanse your auric field. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll go into another room. And we'll go into the room where they have the golden whales. We'll be swimming with the whales now. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, I'll put some music on so you can experience the golden whales here. Request healing. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And you might want to just get up and walk around a little bit just to see how the energy is feeling. You should feel a lot of peace energy right now. I'm going to bring in the blue energy too. Here it comes in the blue room for healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, request your healing. Large trees, so like a large forest. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. help to release us with the densities that we have. Normally it's addictions, negative thought patterns, physical problems. So here comes this energy. It's a lack energy. The room is all silver and it's spinning. So here it comes. So you may feel heavy at first, then it will be your best friend. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. To you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. So the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're going to come back now. We're thanking the different doctor teams for working with us, our animals, pets, flowers, garden, trees, plants, whatever we brought up with us are now going to be joining us. We're coming back down. So I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. We're back here. You may have felt the vibration changed as the lights have disconnected from you. And if you're fortunate, you may have actually seen light beams on the light ship as you're up there doing the healings. So tomorrow we have our wonderful 8-hour conference call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's an 8-hour call where we work with the alien parasitic life forms that are inside of us. These are invisible energies, entities, critters, and they cause us a lot of pain. If you wish to go to the website, creationlightship.com, we have some sample shows that you can listen to. Just go to the very top of the web site homepage, and it'll be a little green bar up there, and you can click on it, and you can listen to a couple of the BBS programs that we have done this on before. One of the shows is on 11:30:07. The other one is 10:10:08. So those are very interesting to listen to see what we actually do. The last Sunday we worked with the energies, which was the Black Widow energies, taking out the poison from them, from us. Very interesting. A very rough and difficult healing session for myself, but it was nice for a lot of people. So I think I have a caller on. Somebody out there?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Ron. Wonderful to talk to you again. Ron, I had a question about the expo and when you give a talk to the people and when the light strikes the people inside of themselves, some people stay there seated and they enjoy the experience. And that's the first time they've ever experienced the light, and they start to go on their progressive way to develop themselves because they couldn't do it formerly because they have the darkness that says it's light, but now they have a progressive development process they're on. But other people, the light may strike them, and they may want to run away and leave, and it's that because they're not ready for the light. And then there's a third person. And you can't force them, you can't make them, so you allow them to leave, and that's fine, because we allow them to make their own choice, I believe. But then the third person, they sit there and they become overwhelmed by the light, and they see too much of their densities, and they get kind of alarmed. Is that because we're supposed to manage with the light and maybe see a small part of ourselves that we can work on, or maybe just enjoy the talk and get some benefits from it, or isn't this basically what we have to do is manage with the light so that we can just see as much as we're comfortable with taking care of? Is that basically a true concept?
Yeah, what normally happens with a few people when they come to my lectures or workshops that I, you know, have, normally what I have is typically, almost in all of them, normally I have typically like standing room only at the end. And so whatever the room size is, it's normally filled up. And some people, you know, not too many, maybe 1 or 2% might leave as I start talking about things because they may think they already know what I'm talking about, or what I'm talking about is too far out and they don't really want to go there. And the reason why they don't want to go there is not because they don't really want to know the information. It's because the implants, the aliens inside of them, the entities, whatever that would be, they don't want to have the person actually hear what I'm talking about, so they leave, which isn't too many of them, which is very nice. So what happens is once you start hearing the information, and what I tell people to do is to listen to you know, the BBS shows here, and for the beginner, it's probably going to take you, you know, at least 6 shows or so to finally understand what we're talking about, because right away, as you're listening and I start talking about the aliens and what they're doing to us with mind control, et cetera, some people might be out there thinking, gee, I'm going to go outside, you know, and, you know, the alien is supposed to come here and save us all. You know, it's been, you know, talked about on many different, you know, channelers talking about the aliens are coming to help humanity here. And when I start knocking the aliens, people go, oh, I don't know about Ronnie's doing this here. Unfortunately, you know, I don't want to listen to that because they're supposed to be here to save us. Well, like I say, where are they? They're always coming tomorrow. And then some people have sightings all the time of them. And they're probably not aliens at all. They're just the regular man-made spacecraft that look like maybe UFOs or whatever that are probably going to be manned by your neighbor. But, you know, and you see flyovers, et cetera. So basically what we have here is a lot of mind control, and the mind control is brought to us by the aliens, and they came here. They should not be here whatsoever. There are some that live here, and they're welcome, but typically what we have here is the mind control that's being transmitted to us by them from the planets, the stars, your natal chart. You have all those different types of situations. You have the do-gooders out there, the New Age people who want to go out and open up stargates and vortexes and whatever else you want to call it. The worst thing that happened to the planet here was the first harmonic convergence in 1987, where the people prayed to bring in peace and love to change humanity, the consciousness that is here. And all they did was open up all these different wormholes and stuff for the aliens to come across. They used your energy to actually do this. So that's one very, very sad thing that happened here. And some people don't want to really hear that. They think that because they prayed, you know, during that day, meditated or whatever, that it changed humanity. Well, it definitely did change humanity. That's why we have so many ship clouds now out there. And this is why we have abductions daily with people. So these do-gooders did the Earth spirit a tremendous amount of harm along with humanity here. But the whole thing is that people have to understand themselves, you know, what the teachings basically is of the light chip, which is free will, free choice, and to connect to your spirit. And that's what all these programs are about, for you to go inside. Like I say, you just need one book in your library, you know, with one page, go within. And like I tell people, if you, you know, hear about somebody doing mystery school stuff, run, don't walk away. Just run, because the mystery schools are all these old teachings and even new teachings that are brought here by the aliens to entrap you into their mind matrix programs. And remember, the heart does not judge. This is why when we dropped into your heart earlier, you had no judgment. When you start reading books on judgment, how to do something, right away you have problems. And then you're tapped into the mind matrix of the darkness. And unfortunately, a lot of people like that. So when you hear something that's contrary, and basically when I go out on the circuit and I start talking, in a sense, almost bucking everybody that's in the room or in the whole expo who are doing all these things. So it's okay, you know. And once you understand the truth and go to your spirit, you know the truth. And that's what you actually need to do for yourself. Don't believe me. Ask your spirit. And this is what I'm all about, is to get you connected to your spirit. Otherwise, if you don't have your spirit, then you have entities, and things will talk to you. And then, you're on the highway to hell. And that's where they're going to take you.
Isn't there a way of sending the light to these people when they come into the room at first watch, and you can settle them down so that their entities are settled down so that they don't become apprehensive? And isn't there a way of the light working with them so that they can relax and enjoy the experience in that regard before a person would even share with them? Is that a true concept?
Sometimes it is, yeah. When I do the mind-to-heart drop, if a person does connect there, they'll probably feel pretty good. But the entities normally won't always want you to be there because they want to control you. And once they're in that mode of trying to control you, they don't want you to hear the truth, so then, people can leave. But it doesn't happen too often. I might get 3 or 4 people leaving during a lecture or workshop, which is no big deal. And that's just the way it is. So when one leaves, I know that they've got overdosed or the entities in them did not want to stay. Otherwise, it would have stayed for the whole program. But it's very interesting to watch people. In fact, what we'll do right now is we'll do an exercise to help you out with your life force energy. So anything else, Larry, that I can answer?
No, that's fine. As long as we get the healing, then that'd be fine. I'd appreciate that.
Okay. So what we're going to do is you can put your hands come together in front of you, palms facing forward, maybe even with your heart center, basically, so that is comfortable for you. And just kind of move your hands slowly together until you feel that invisible ball tension. And typically it's going to be 2 inches to probably about a foot. Let your body tell you. Your mind doesn't know anything about heart energy or body energy, so it'll just kind of sit there and go into a mind loop trying to figure this out. So it's completely inept about figuring this whole thing out. So just let your body tell you. And then we're going to do an affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And this affirmation is to tell your spirit to bring you more energy. And when you do that, you're going to have more of your spirit with you. And you're going to be a little more awakened. So we're going to say it out loud. Move your hands further apart. And then sample, say it again, sample. So here we go. So we can all say it together. You might want to write this down on a piece of paper. It's very easy to do, and it works for everybody. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. And sample. Move your hands further apart and just see where they are. Bring them back together. They should be increased a little bit, the distance between them. So I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. So your hands should be out alongside of you right now. You should feel very energized. For most people, their hands will be tingling, body will be kind of buzzing, you may get a lot warmer, and you're going to be like you're a different person right now. If someone else wants to call in, please do so. And we'll just talk about and remove some of these alien critters here for you to give you a little sample of what we're going to be doing tomorrow. So the most predominant one that's with us is the octopus energy. So these kind of crawl around inside of us. They constrict our body organs. They wrap around our rib cage, our spine, and I've had people actually lose a few inches by doing just the octopus energy alone here. So here we go. So I'm going to take one of these out. So first tentacle is coming out. There we go. Second one. Oh, that's a pretty big one. These have about, looks like I'm seeing about 15-foot, 20-foot tentacles. Okay. Number three. And these are all real. So just let your body tell you what's happening. Remember, the mind doesn't have a clue. Okay. Number four. And if it did have a clue, it wouldn't tell you because the mind is controlled by the aliens. So they're not going to tell you that you have these in you and that they're going to kill you. This is what they actually do. Okay. Okay, number five, tentacle. Okay, number six. Well, this is around people's necks. And number seven. One feels like it's kind of around your shoulder blades in a sense. There we go, get these suction cups off. There. And number eight. There we go. Okay, the tentacles are out, but we still have the body in us. So the body is pretty long. It's about 3 foot in length. You know, so I'm going to take that out here. Might come out of your mouth. Oh, boy. Coming out, so one-third of the way out. Two-thirds. And there we go. It's out of you. So you might want to just kind of see how your body's feeling. Maybe stand up, walk a little bit, and you might feel that you have more space inside of your body. The next one we're going to be taking out of us are some of the energies. So these are what I call the maggot energies. They're normally crawling around the top of your head, around your forehead, maybe cheeks. So here we go, taking these away. And on the website, we have this special clearing, too, if you want to do that. It's $30 for the month. And you can go in there and release yourself from some of these critters here. And it's on the alien attack removal. Okay, here we go. If anybody feels this energy, either the octopus or the maggots might want to call in and describe how it's feeling to you. That'd be nice. Tell the people what you've experienced here. Okay. There we go. And we'll get the little caterpillars out of our joints right now. Oh, boy, this is pretty dense. Coming out. Might want to move your body a little bit here. Okay, there we go. Okay. Oh, boy. Pretty negative. Let's do one more. Let's do some snake energies here. These are also wrapped around your intestinal area. And I'll get these out here. I have a comment here from Marie about the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. How's that going to affect the Earth's ascension? It won't affect it whatsoever. Now, if we did have aliens out there that could help us, they could eliminate that spill problem instantly. They have the technology to do that. So if you're an alien fan out there, where are they? So, okay, there we go. He's off of us here. There we go. Coming out. So I have a couple of new healings on the website. It's on the left-hand navigation side. One of them is the planet-star removal, disconnection. We have another one. The natal chart is very nice. It's been up for a little bit, but the natal chart is very helpful. We have, let me just pull the website up here, in fact, and I can kind of run down some of these for everybody here. We have some free healings coming up on the website, which is very nice, too. Let's see here. We have the Mind to Heart Drop. That's on the top of the website page. We have the Spirit Infusion, which is on most of the healing, so you can do that if you wish to bring more of your spirit into your body. We have an emergency healing. We have a Be Here Now healing. Darkness to the light clearing. That brings the dark side energy, the beings that are inside of you, living with you, into the light. That's a very, very nice clearing. We have a space clearing, circulatory clearing, body rejuvenation, magnetic and twisted body alignment. That's a brand new clearing, too, that is put on the website here. And that is quite something. I'll do a sample here. So we'll take one of your invisible bodies, and we're going to do a sampling here. We did this on the last show, too. So we'll do it 100 degrees and move it back to wholeness, depending on which one your spirit wants to connect with. Some of the bodies could be maybe 1,000 degrees off, turned a couple of times around or more. We'll move one of them 100 degrees for you back. So if it's, say, 400 degrees out, it'll be back to 300. You still feel change on it. So we got a caller. I'll do this clearing real fast here, then we'll have the caller come on. So here we go. 100 degrees, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and there we go. So that's a magnetic body. You might feel the inside of you kind of change a little bit. Now we're going to do the twisted body. This is the same body, but it gets twisted. So here we go. 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and there. So you should feel a change. A lot of people feel their insides kind of like moving a little bit, like you have an internal earthquake going on, and then you feel better afterwards. You actually feel like you're more positioned better in your body. So, have a call around. Who's there today? Hello? Well, I heard a beep. So we'll continue on here. I'll do a sample of the circulatory clearing here. So I'll bring that energy in. This one here is probably my favorite out of all of them. So here we go. I'm going to bring in this energy for everybody. We can hold the energy for probably about a half an hour or so. I'll say at a quarter after the hour, the energy will leave you. So, oop, got a caller. I heard a beep again.
Ron?
Yeah, hi.
I wanted to say thank you for all the healings tonight when we went on the light ship. It was incredible. And I also wanted to say that when we went into the room where the spirit comes to us, it was like my heart just hugged the spirit, and it was like more of me than I've ever had. And there was a little bit of grief, but it was really fast and gone, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
very
so
nice.
Thank you. That was so powerful. It's one of my favorite healings. And then what you were doing on the octopus, I got a lot of fear when you said that the this octopus type of energy can kill you. And I felt that fear inside of me, but then when you released it after the eighth pentacle and then the release of the three feet out, the fear was gone.
Yeah, you probably have an internal knowing then of that. Yeah, all these critters start to take away your life force energy, but the tentacles can just start to restrict like your blood vessels, your veins, your internal organs, and along with taking away your life force energy. So it's
right.
quite something to have these things released.
And thank you. Yes, I do feel more space.
Yeah, but you have more
inside.
Space in your body now?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I just want to keep that doing this, and I just could not, you know, hang up and not let you know that.
Okay. Just like, did your pant size change a little bit? Do you have a little more room around the waist?
It's a feeling from inside. I have actually jogging things on. They're kind of tight, but they're not too tight. But it's a balancing out. I can't explain it. It was almost like a shift that occurred too. And I just, you know, I'm trying not to view it from my mind. I'm trying to view it from my heart and feeling from within. You see what I mean?
Yes. Uh huh. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we'll bring in some more of this energy here for the circulatory system. And you should feel very peaceful. If you're back east, it's approaching 1 o'clock now in the morning, so this should help you go to sleep very nicely here. So I'll just command the energy to bring it in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that sure feels good. Boy, I just love that clearing here. So let's do another sample here for everybody. And we'll do a sample of the, let's see here. Let's do a sample of your natal chart, okay? So I want everybody just to think of one letter in their name, okay? And let's think of a letter that's a vowel, okay? And so just pick one letter. Maybe you might have that letter repeated a couple of times, okay? So whatever that is, just think of it. And this is part of the natal chart clearing, so I'll let you experience this here. Remember, the natal chart is how the dark side controls you. They use letters, numbers, and when you put these together, they create a name or some kind of number sequence, and that's how they can attach to you through that, okay? And that works with your natal chart and your physical name. So it's like an implant, basically, or a controlling implant or something that they can tap into. So here we go. Just pick whatever you wish on a vowel. And we're going to release the energy from that, and then I'll have to be signing off here because we're running out of time here. Remember, we live in a time-based reality, and the light, there's no such thing as time. So I have to keep watching my clock here because I'm normally in the moment all the time. So I shouldn't say all the time. In the time from reality, I'm in the moment, so there's no time for me. So here we go. We'll take away that energy. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this I can hold the space for till about 15 minutes after the hour. And think about your name now. And you're going to notice that it probably won't necessarily resonate to you because we took away one of the controlling aspects that's attached to you. So, there we go. So if you're interested, we have the 8-hour conference call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's an 8-hour call. We're in the moment, so it's not like a linear 8 hours of time. And we do a lot of clearing, getting rid of these alien life forms that are inhabiting us that you cannot physically see. And like we did tonight, you feel better. And the whole thing is to regain more of your spirit. So once we get rid of these things, your spirit can come into you more. And you're in quarantine. You're not on the light ship because the light ship will not allow darkness. So you're in quarantine. And when you're in quarantine, then they look for the parts of you that were stolen by the darkness through parallel lifetimes, etc. and they try to find your body and your spirit, two different things. The mind energy does not exist. Light did not create mind. That's the darkness. So when you see these expos with body, mind, and spirit, the only thing that I relate to are the two, which are the body and the spirit. The mind is the negativity, the darkness. So somehow they're tying those three things together, and they're not equal. So you don't want to get into the darkness of the mind. So I'll say blessings to all of you. See you tomorrow, hopefully. And our next BBS program will be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, and that's 7 o'clock Eastern. So good night, everybody, and enjoy that wonderful energy that's with you from the circulatory clearing. So goodbye, everybody. Blessings.